Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, so let's do this. Really quick, welcome back to Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. Let's go back to this Ferguson deal real quick, okay? Because after weeks of hearing testimony from over 60 witnesses, along with Officer Darren Wilson himself, reviewing the crime scene, the police logs, and forensic evidence, the Ferguson grand jury concluded that the evidence was insufficient to warrant indicting the shooter of Michael Brown himself. The good news is that the grand jury got it right. The bad news is that this case should have never been presented to a grand jury in the first place. Law enforcement is the first in the line of defense in protecting the liberties of the individual, followed by prosecutors, and herein lies the rub. Prosecutors have no obligation to present any case of a probable cause hearing, which generally proceeds through one of two avenues: preliminary hearing of a grand jury. Prosecutors review evidence, and make decisions based on the evidence in front of them. And of course, tens of thousands of cases are rejected annually by prosecutors after a thorough review. They never make it a probable cause hearing. It's common knowledge that well over 30% of all cases that go through a prosecutor's office are never charged because there is insufficient evidence, or prosecutors simply recognize that there is no reasonable likelihood of conviction. So why did the case involving Officer Wilson end up in front of a grand jury? Everybody wants to know.
That's the question.
Primarily because the prosecutor caved to the masses of Neanderthals who threatened violence. He refused to acknowledge publicly what most certainly he knew. Officer Wilson was justified in shooting Michael Brown. The prosecutor was scared to do the right thing. Indictments are incredibly easy to come by, thus the statement, you can indict a ham sandwich. The standard to do so is incredibly low, namely probable cause, the same standard needed to arrest an individual. So what is it? I mean, we really have to ask ourselves, if Officer Wilson had been indicted, think about what would have taken place. Everybody would have been happy on one side of the aisle, but on the other side of the aisle, again, falling for the political games and schemes that this government plays out on a daily basis, and the ignorant in this country believe to be true. Well, folks, just let's take a look around. We can see, because they don't want to be ruled by law, they went out and they looted businesses. Is that legal? Is that lawful? No. Well, these are the people that didn't get the charge that they wanted concerning the lawful police officer that was actually doing his job by enforcing the law against those that were committing the crime. I can stop right there and say enough is said. Folks, what would have happened if he'd have been indicted? He would have spent the next 1 to 2 years fighting these charges and using resources he most certainly didn't have. He would have lost everything he possessed to defend himself, and he, without question, would have ultimately been acquitted. And why would Officer Wilson have to experience all of this because of one prosecutor who refused to do the right thing at the offset and the outset by refusing to take the case to the grand jury? Now, we should thank our lucky stars that the grand jury was cognizant and vigilant and saw this case for what it was, a case unworthy of criminal prosecution, something prosecutors knew, by the way, all the way through. The essence of America's problem can be found in this case that it has been made out to be a national tragedy. Government picks and chooses whom it will protect and whom it will harass, as we can see through something that Stephanie was talking about earlier, the IRS harassment, so on and so forth, gun control, Fast and Furious. We can go to Benghazi. Folks, we can just, you get it. You know what I'm talking about. And more than that, it bends to the masses who don't have the first clue about due process, justification, and the burden of proof. They don't want proof because it's an issue of color to these people. Government refuses to take responsibility, and instead it pretends to wrap itself around the rule of law. In this case, it used people, Barack Hussein Obama using the black communities, along with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, the real people as pawns to endure a socially acceptable mechanism, grand jury, to produce a judicially correct result, no indictment, which led to a culturally repulsive response, a riot. And all of this was designed to strategically deflect away from government cowardice and incompetence. And this is the tragedy in America. And by the way, again, going back to the fact that who are these racists? Who are the ones that are actually provocateurs? Who are the modern-day racists? Well, as I said right before the break, friends, we have none other than Barack Hussein Obama. And when we go to that article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, it's called The Modern-Day Racists and Provocateurs, just go ahead and overlook Martin Luther King at every step. And let's just go and do our best to forget of the last 40 years that the whole race issue is water under the bridge. Let's just go to the guy that wants to do everything that he can do to divide and conquer. So let's go to Barack Hussein Obama really quick here. When we look at the United States president, who rarely fails to inject race into a political fight, no matter how inappropriate, he's shameless, friends. Barack Hussein Obama has long regarded America as a deeply flawed, profoundly racist country. He's attacked the Constitution. He's outmoded obsolete document written by white men. He has called opponents of affirmative action racist. In 1995, Barack Hussein Obama made reference to a hypothetical white executive living out in the suburbs who doesn't want to pay taxes to inner city children for them to go to school. And folks, if you want to go ahead and look at his administration and those that are around his administration and going namely to Al Sharpton and the Jesse Jacksons of the world, friends, I need say no more. Guilty as charged. He even famously threw his own white grandmother under the bus, suggesting she harbored racial animosity. She is a typical white person who, if she sees somebody on the street that she doesn't know, there's a reaction that's been bred into our experiences that don't go away and that sometimes comes out in the wrong way, and that's just the nature of race in our society. He's creating this, the devil, his friends. And while at Harvard Law School, Obama defended racist law professor Derek Bell, the creator of critical race theory. By the way, Bell was notoriously anti-white and believed America has a hopelessly racist country. This is what Barack said. Obama described Bell as someone who spoke the truth. Obama later taught courses about America's institutional racism at the University of Chicago Law School. I would like to see eyewitnesses concerning these comments, by the way. And when a friend of his, Barack Hussein Obama, a black Harvard professor, was arrested in Cambridge, Massachusetts, without examining the facts, Obama said the police acted stupidly. Do you remember this, friends?
I do.
Right at the beginning of his administration.
Yep.
And after Trayvon Martin was killed, when they tried to blame George Zimmerman for being another racist crime, a white guy, mm-hmm. Well, they had a problem when they later found out that he was actually Hispanic. Well, Obama injected race into the matter by saying that if he had a son, he would have looked just like Martin.
Mm-hmm.
We could stop
right
now.
It's amazing.
Let's go to First Lady Michelle Obama right after this next break. Folks, we're going to go down the line. We're going to talk about Eric Holder. We're going to get to Oprah. And we're going to show you who the provocateurs and the racists really are, friends, because the writing is all over the wall. And you know them by their fruits. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, friends, all these articles are out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to get back to this because, again, it's important that you understand who the racists and provocateurs are and why they're doing what they're doing, because you need to understand what they do is they create domestic insurrection, and what they want to do is they want to come in with a new order, a new government order. That's why they're militarizing the police. Which we don't want to overfabricate, but the fact of the matter is, friends, we can see what's going on through the DHS, we can see what's going on through the enemies of America, what's going on the outside. We can see that this administration has opened the borders wide to illegals. We can see that they have opened the border wide to these created ISIS and these jihadists, friends. Not that they're not for real, but they do use them as mercenaries for their political agenda. Just ask any dictator, namely, again, let's go back to the dictator that we all know of, Mr. Adolf Hitler, who wasn't a good guy, by the way. I just wanted to make sure that was clear, that he wasn't the good guy, because there's some people that still don't know who he is because they've been so dummied down.
Yeah.
We even have people actually denying that there was ever a Holocaust. Thank you to the professors in the United States of America. The real communists are showing you their true colors. Let's go over to First Lady Michelle Obama talking about provocateurs and the real racists. Miss Obama has a great difficulty concealing her hatred of America more than her husband has had in the past. She regards America as a racist, sexist, homophobic nation, declaring in 2008 after the American public began warming to her husband's presidential campaign, "For the first time in my adult life, I am really proud of my country." A beneficiary of affirmative action, Miss Obama was a member of the board of a radical racist group called the Third World Century. While studying, center while studying at Princeton. She was also admitted to Harvard Law School and given preference because of her skin color. In law school, she embraced critical race theory in an intellectual movement whose adherent federal judge Richard Posner has described as the lunatic core of radical legal. I'm not even gonna try to say that. It's not even a word. They just create these words and then they say them and then say them a couple times. They write them down and then they give them its own definition.
They say them real fast. Those people who don't know what the words are, they feel like, gosh, I don't know what they're saying, but I don't. I'm bladder tenarianism.
Bladder tenarianism. Yeah, that's what he said. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go over to Mr. Eric Holder, Attorney General, who hates conservatives and doesn't believe in enforcing civil rights law. When white people are the victims, and by the way, we're seeing this across the board. By the way, I also want to let you know, friends, I'm not playing that game. We're in this together, black, white, yellow. I don't care. As a matter of fact, go to some of our commentators. We got some black folks. We got some white folks. Well, I'm actually a black man caught up in a white man's body.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It really is. Yeah. And how can I say that? Because my father told me that all nations are one blood.
So let me ask the question. So that means that, you know, if you cut a black person, they bleed red. If
yep.
you cut a white person, they bleed red. If you cut a Native American person, they bleed red. A Chinese person bleed. See,
yes.
All nations are one blood.
Yeah.
Now, just think
if we all served the one God,
then
we wouldn't have war in the gates. And it's interesting how people get angry with God and they blame God for the division when, in fact, you know what? The fault lies at our feet for allowing ourselves to serve other gods outside of the one God. I mean, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. I mean, it's just ridiculous in every sense of the word. But let's go over to Attorney General Eric Holder, who refused to prosecute the new Black Panther Party members who openly brandished weapons at a Philadelphia polling station in 2008 in order to intimidate white voters. By the way, friends, I'm not being a hard guy, but I wish I lived in Philadelphia at that particular time because I would have been the first one to go in and vote. We don't take counsel from our fears, friends. We stand up to them. And in a scriptural sense, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And we know that perfect love casts out all fear. I'd have probably walked up to my brother from another mother, this new Black Panther, and I would have just said to him, man, do you realize that you're being pimped out by this administration that's being pimped out? They just don't know it. I mean, that's how stupid Brock and Eric Holder and these other jokers, they don't realize that they're being pimped out by a bunch of white guys. These New World Order monkeys, they don't realize that they're being pimped out by a bunch of white guys. See how the blacks will do the same things to the blacks? I mean, who's advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb more than this black president? And we know that Margaret Sanger aimed it at what? The blacks and the Hispanics. And who's he appealing to? The blacks and the Hispanics? The ignorant that don't know the difference. But I know that there's a lot of blacks and Hispanics that are wide awake to what's going on. But the fact of the matter is it doesn't matter. We're, again, ruled by God and his laws, not opinions,
right.
Not color.
Exactly,
so
and you're going to
so
get
forth.
Ignorant white people, ignorant black people. You're going to get ignorant
black.
Hispanic people. I mean, how many times can you say it? I mean, I don't care what the color of your skin
it's
is.
It's ridiculous.
What do you do in your life? I'm going to judge a man by their fruits, by the content of their character. If they break the law, if they don't obey the law, if they do that which is right, or if they do that which is wrong. It's simple to judge a man by the choices that he makes because you know that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak, and he's ultimately going to do what's in his heart to do.
I walked up to this new Black Panther, and I'd pink and blued him, first and foremost. I'd have said, hey, what's up with that, bro? Why do you got that in your hands, brother? He would have looked over at me, man, what you talking about? What you talking about, dude? I'd have looked over, and I'd said, I'm going to go inside and vote. Why don't you come with me?
Made friends with the guy.
Yeah, I would have made friends with him. I said, come on, let's go inside then. We vote together. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I said to him. He would have looked up over at me, man, you a big brother. And I looked over at him, I said, well, I'm a big brother too. Oh, yeah, 6'5". Yes, sir. Yeah, tall. Big stature, the law did not give unto me. But you know what? We friends now, and it don't matter. So if something happened to you, I'll watch you back because that's what love, that's what love does.
Well, love, of course, goes beyond what you look like on the outside and goes by what you do with what
greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brother. And we live unto him who died for us, and we know that that's where that love comes from. And Jesus was Jewish, you know. I mean, you know, Jesus, that Jew, man, he died for the sins of the world. So I didn't see him playing the race card. You know, I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Going back to this, we see that Eric Holder refuses to enforce electoral integrity. integrity laws and fights voter ID laws because he alleges they discriminate against minorities. Now, folks, I want you to understand that in California now, they're actually giving thousands of licenses away to illegals. Now, you need to understand what they're breeding here. They are breeding criminals. They are breeding the criminal mentality because, again, what they're attempting to do is overthrow the older generation by using the younger generation. They're attempting to throw the law abiding by the lawless. This is what they're breeding, just so you understand. Holder has called America essentially a nation of cowards because most Americans don't share his left-wing multiculturalist views on race. He said, "We average Americans simply don't talk enough with each other about race. It's an issue we have never been at ease with, and given our nation's history, this is in some ways understandable. This nation has still not come to grips with its racial past." Its racial past. I thought it was water under the bridge. Now, for these guys, Holder calls conservatives defenders of the status quo, afraid of the future, and content to allow to continue to exist all but the most blatant inequalities. They put the environment at risk for the sake of unproven economic theories to play the fears of our citizens. Listen to the stupidity here, friends, and not to their hopes, and to return to the nation to a time that in fact never existed. The hallmarks of the conservative agenda include social division, mindless tax cutting, and a defense posture that doesn't really make us safer. It's not about law again. Al Sharpton, oh boy, guys, I'm sorry. I just got to show you, folks. I'm sorry. This goes lower than a snake's belly. I know. But just for the sake of answering the state-controlled media, we know that TV show host at NBC, despite all his inability to speak proper English or at times to formulate coherent thoughts, Sharpton has largely managed to escape his past. Founder of the National Action Network, he helped to incite anti-Jewish riots in Crown Heights in New York in 1991. He uses the word cracker to refer to various white people, has ties to the criminal underworld, and participated in the infamous racially charged Brawley hoax, and incited black Semites against a Jewish business establishment in Harlem in 1995. He even tried to win the Democratic Party presidential nod in 2004. His widespread acceptance as a legitimate spokesperson for the black community by the rest of the media and the Obama administration, by the way, again, friends, a small, small population, has allowed Sharpton to supplant Jesse Jackson Sr. as America's foremost retail race hustlers. He was publicly embraced by Obama's cabinet members, including Attorney General Eric Holder and HUD Secretary Sean Donovan at his group's convention in Washington, D.C. last year. Now, we have to jump over to everyone's favorite, or so we were told, Oprah Winfrey. Mm-hmm. The billionaire media entrepreneur, beloved by her largely white following, but who can't stop resenting white people. Well, we're going to go ahead and detail some of the fruit on her tree right when we get back after this break, friends. Can't wait to get to Oprah. And then right after Oprah, we're going to get over to Louis Farrakhan, everyone's favorite. Who? Exactly. We'll be right back after this break. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Highlighting the provocateurs and the real racists. Those that are being pimped out as they're attempting to pimp the foolish. Oprah Winfrey, the billionaire media entrepreneur, beloved by her largely white following, but who can't stop resenting white people. A longtime Obama idolater, that's true. Oprah Winfrey was instrumental in the president's rise. She invited Obama on her TV show to promote one of his books and promoted him relentlessly. Despite all the evidence to the contrary, Winfrey insists on blaming the killing of Trayvon Martin on racial animosity. To me, it's ridiculous to look at the case and not to think that race was involved, said Oprah. She also likened the killing of Martin to the brutal 1955 murder of 14-year-old black Emmett Till.
Oh.
We've seen that documentary.
Yeah, I mean, Emmett Till was an innocent little boy. He didn't do anything. You look at Trayvon Martin, it's like night and day difference.
It totally is.
Yeah.
She goes on, in my mind, same thing, she said. Till was kidnapped by two white men in Mississippi who beat him, gouged out one of his eyes, shot him in the head, and dumped his body into a river. His death helped to galvanize the early civil rights movement, said none other than Oprah Winfrey. How would you correlate those two?
You don't.
Look, one is violating the law. One is not.
One completely was an innocent little child, did nothing at all but think that a white lady was a pretty lady and whistled at her, and that was it.
So why would the state, why would this, well, let me ask you this. Why would the government, the federal government, this administration, why would they want the lawless to prevail against the law? Well, isn't that what he's been doing
because
since
they're
day
promoting
one?
Lawlessness.
Exactly. Thank you. Let's go to Louis Farrakhan, the leader of a hateful Islamic cult. By the way, I believe he is responsible for none other than, well, when you look at what was going back there with Malcolm X, I was going to say Elkham X.
Malcolm X.
It's been one of those word days, friend.
Yeah.
Malcolm X. It's absolutely amazing to me. I mean, you watch Louis Farrakhan, who sat behind, as a matter of fact, Malcolm X's daughter believes that Louis Farrakhan was responsible for his murder. But it's interesting. There's footage out there on that if you'd like to see it. But it's interesting when you watch him, you can see that he's just looking at Malcolm X with envy.
Right.
He's very articulate. As a matter of fact, I believe Malcolm was actually coming to the right side, leaving the dark side to the white side in the sense of the right side with Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, it's absolutely amazing to me that we have Louis Farrakhan. He goes on. These are a few groups in American society that Louis Farrakhan, who ought to be under constant FBI surveillance, does not hate. The legendary anti-Semite who says the U.S. government has long been conspiring against blacks. Developed a strong dislike for Malcolm X in the 1960s because he believed X was too moderate. There you have it, friends. Farrakhan refers to Caucasians as white devils and Jews as bloodsuckers. In 1984, after a black Washington Post reporter named Milton Coleman publicly revealed that then presidential candidate Jesse Jackson Sr. had referred to Jews as Heimies and to New York City as Heimietown, Farrakhan told Coleman, "One day soon we will punish you with death." He regarded Coleman as a race traitor. Now, the problem isn't so much that the leftists explicitly embrace Farrakhan. Few do, perhaps because they view him as an embarrassing cartoon, but I don't know how it could get any worse than Mr. Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, friends, really. It's often that you'll see mainstream broadcasters give him airtime. Very rare. Rare as hen's teeth. The problem is, again, that they refuse to denounce Farrakhan and his poisonous ideas. And truly, I totally agree. You know what's interesting about all of the above said, is that Martin Luther King Jr. condemned black power as much as white power. Matter of fact, MLK Jr. condemned the black power movement because he knew injustice anywhere was a threat to justice everywhere. He was the one that pointed out that men were not to be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And I just want to say this for the record. I spent 3.5 hours with none other than his right-hand man, Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta. And I was very, very humbled when he said to me, with tears in his eyes, "Martin would have loved you."
Mm-hmm.
He would have loved you.
Yeah.
So, there we have it.
Yeah, and I think the thing is you know, it's sad to say that some people, the truth is the truth. The truth is the truth regardless of whether or not, for example, let's just take you and I for example. If I'm wrong about something, you won't take my side simply because I'm your wife. You'll stand on the side of truth. It's kind of like with whatever color skin you are. If I stand on the side of someone who's white solely because I'm white, then that's racist. If I stand on the side of someone who is black and I solely vote for someone just because they're black and I want to see a black guy in office and I take no regard for what he does, what he stands for, the fruit of what he does, then I am racist. It doesn't matter if you take someone's side just because they have the same skin color as you do, you're not judging them by the content of their character, as Martin Luther King Jr. so eloquently pointed out time and time again. You're just saying, well, I like you because you're exactly like me. Well, you know, I remember that there was a black preacher that was preaching this wonderful sermon a few years back, and he had said, listen, you're black before you're, you know, before you're this, you're black before you're that, you're black before you're Jesus Christ, you're black before you're Holy Ghost, meaning that you put
a black preacher.
You put your race above your convictions and what you know is right and wrong. And he was saying that is wrong, and he was condemning it as wrong. We need to stand on the side of truth no matter what color of skin we have or someone else has and judge people by the fruits of what they do. That's what Jesus told us to do. He said, you know a man by their fruits. So if the Lord told us to do that in the Bible, that's the best way to go to determine the character of any individual that you're talking about.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Matter of fact, Tim Brown just got done doing an article for SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 900 documented examples of Obama's law-breaking, lying, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, and waste. Check it out on the front page of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Just 900?
Just 900 times.
Okay, okay.
You know, it's really not funny because what I wrote on top of it...
You could go way beyond that, I think.
Oh, I'm sure you could. Yeah. This is where he got caught. But what's sad is America's allowed him to do it 900 times, and then America stands back and wonders why we are where we're at today. That's what's incredible.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take a genius to figure this much out, but guess what? It's going to increase, and it's going to increase, and it's going to increase. He's got two more years of permission from the American people to destroy, and they're seeing his shenanigans being played out again, once again, and again.
It's common sense to me. If you think about it, if you've got a classroom full of 30 kids, and you have one kid that's constantly disrespecting the other kids, disrespecting the teacher, acting up, doing whatever they want to do over and over and over and over again, and there's no discipline upon that child, he is not checked, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to have
He's going to bring shame to his mother, but when America, a country, allows the president to do it, then it brings shame to the country.
What?
And what's happening is America is becoming a joke to the rest of the world because they allow the joker to actually rule the roost.
Yeah, and it doesn't take a lot of common sense to realize, listen, if you let a lawless man go unchecked...
I think we got the point.
I'm just saying.
I heard you the first time.
But some men out there didn't, and some women out there didn't. But the point of the matter is that, you know, when you look at the classroom analogy, I think it's a perfect example. You can't leave someone unchecked and expect to have order. Just like in America, we can't leave this administration unchecked and expect to have order in America.
Well, we have unity in America. Going back to what we've been talking about over the last 2 hours now, going on 2 hours, is what's taken place in Ferguson. And folks, it's to the point where it's sickening. I'm highlighting the stupidities here. I'm highlighting the squeaky wheel. It's not becoming what they wanted it to become. We were told that it's going to happen all over the country. We were told by the state-controlled media that this was going on. They're highlighting the crimes of the people that are opposing the criminals. In other words, they're actually demonizing and polarizing the good people in this country while they're trying to give sway to the supposed victims in these particular cases across the country. Well, guess what? That's falling flat on its face. Who's keeping it alive more than the state-controlled media is? Nobody is, friends. And keep in mind, that's why they have all these illegals coming in, because they're trying to stir it up, friends. That's why they're bringing them right into California now, giving them licenses, namely the illegals. Again, folks, this is incredibly, I want you to listen to me, this is incredibly dangerous, America, to stand down on this kind of stuff. Because, again, things aren't going to get better. And when you look at your kids and you stand back and you do nothing, I just simply have to say shame on those that are doing nothing. And again, it's time for the American people to stand up and say enough is enough. And by the way, just buying a gun isn't you know, the answer, though it's a good move, because of course we have the right to bear arms and we know what those arms are for. But the bottom line is that we have to stand up and actually enforce the laws that we have and go through the process and actually impeach these individuals and then indict them once they're impeached. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States. And I'm not just talking about Barack. I'm talking about Biden. I'm talking about every one of those representatives, everyone in the executive, everyone in the judicial, and everyone in the
legislative,
friends, that they have a responsibility. And every one of them are failing the American people because they have not brought forth the articles of impeachment. And I don't care what she's, oh, what about Michelle Bachmann? Oh, what about Grody? Oh, what about ISA? What about all the best guys? What about Gorham? And man, what about all these guys? Where are the articles of impeachment? They are obligated to bring forth these impeachment articles, but they have not done so. Why? Friends, you have to vet governments. You have to. And every locally, can you imagine if this is happening federally right now? We already see the corruption going on in the church, and we see the fruit of that corruption in government. Can you imagine what society is going to become? We see how that this administration is using provocateurs in a way to implement sexual education. That the crime, folks, these are crimes that they're teaching our kids. Why do they keep going back to the kids, friends? I wish someone would seriously call me and challenge me on this, because the writing is on the wall. And I think if anybody doesn't challenge me, they know it's true. And if we have the fruit of this lawlessness take place any longer, friends, I'm just kind of curious to know how much further backwards we are actually allotted to go before a just and a holy God. Because it's not going to fly very long.
Right.
And we can see that the Lord's not playing, but here we are again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Final segment coming up. I'm going to give it all over to Stephanie. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show, that's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media as well. Also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. And again, phone lines are open. Last segment, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Well, as you all know, we celebrated Thanksgiving this past week, and oftentimes it takes a kind of a bolt from the blue for us to realize how much that we have to be grateful and thankful for. For example, a few days ago, we were out visiting some ministry friends. We came back home. It was 1 degree out here in the state of Minnesota, and our house was freezing, and I thought maybe we had left, you know, a window open while we were gone or something. Well, it turns out that we had no gas, in our gas tank. The gas company that we use, it's their job to monitor it, and then when it gets to a certain level, they come out automatically and fill it up. Well, it had kind of slipped through the cracks for some reason, and we were freezing inside the house. So our oldest son grabs all the little boys, puts them inside the bed, covers them up, you know, puts their layers on them, gets them all snuggled up there. While, you know, Bradley and I walk around, I've got my winter jacket on. Keep in mind, this is evening time, so I had to call the company. They had to make an emergency visit out to our house. Weren't going to be there for 45 minutes on top of needing to unpack and all these different things. You know, you don't realize heat until you don't have your heat anymore. You don't so much thank the Lord for your health as when you start feeling sick. You don't appreciate that all your body is functioning as it should until you start getting a big cramp in your leg or a kink in your neck or your back gets out. We need to learn to be a thankful people, not only when we lose stuff or we don't have it anymore, such as our electricity. If your power ever goes out, it's like, whoa, I never realized how much we depend upon electricity.
Yeah.
Or heat, especially if you live up north. I mean, it's freezing outside. You depend upon having that heat to keep you warm, or a vehicle that moves or drives. So when we look at the spectrum of all that God has blessed us with, think about this, for example. You don't have to wake up today and go out and hunt for your food in order to be able to eat. You don't have to go find some berries to pick. You can simply go to the grocery store. Now, you might not have, you know, your pockets filled with cash, but you are sustained. We say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless your holy name. We've got grocery stores. We've got food. We've got heat, blankets, and warmth.
Is it incredible when you walk into a grocery store?
I mean,
you just, the Bible says, blessed shall you be when you go in and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. He'll bless your basket and your storehouses. And it's like you just bring the correlation of all those blessings. The blessings of the Lord will overtake him in Deuteronomy 28 in thought right now.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely amazing that we are so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, just like you said, you fail to remember how blessed you are when you lose something.
Yeah.
And it's a sad day in America. But as a matter of fact, America wouldn't be where it's at today concerning, you know, with what we're dealing with on a 24/7 basis in this country concerning, again, this administration, if we were thankful, because if we were thankful, we wouldn't tolerate this.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a man by the name of W.T. Perkins said this: not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them is the truest measure of our thanksgiving. If we're really thankful for, you know, what God has given us, we'll take care of it. If we're thankful for the clothes that we have, we're going to wash them. We're thankful for our house, we're going to clean it. If we're thankful for our car, we're going to take care of it. So we can say, oh, thank you. I know mom or dad buy you a present, you can say thank you all day long. But unless you take care of that present and make sure that you preserve it and make due use out of it, that's the measure of your gratitude by how thankful we are.
Can I interject John Wesley really quick, the field prophet? He was a field preacher. He was ostracized from the church, John 16. And when he was kicked out of the church, he actually went to the multitudes that were in the fields. They came to him.
God was pushing.
Well, it's interesting that he rode horseback over a buggy, 250,000 miles on horseback, John Wesley, and he preached over five times a day, and he fed on berries of the land.
Yep.
He fed on the fruit from the trees. Go ahead.
Yeah, he fed. He went over 250,000 miles on horseback, and then he fed. What he ate was berries off the trees when he was traveling.
Yeah, I bet he had a sore set of biscuits, didn't he?
Yeah, on top of that.
Yep.
And not very good sustenance to be able to sustain him while he's preaching five times a day. But I want to just say this. For those of you that are needing a little encouragement and having, you know, thankfulness, because we all get down in the mouth every once in a while about things that are going on, I want to just let you know a prayer that someone prayed to kind of give you a little bit of a blessing on your Saturday. This individual said, Lord, I have a problem. It's weighing heavy on me. It's all I can think about night and day. But before I bring it to you in prayer, I suppose I should pray for those who are less fortunate than me. Those in this world who have hardly enough food for this day, and those who don't have a roof over their head at night. I also pray for families who have lost loved ones in sudden death, for parents whose children have leukemia, for many people who are dying of brain tumors, for the hundreds of thousands who are laid waste with other terrible cancers. I pray for people whose bodies have been suddenly shattered in car wrecks, for those who are lying in hospitals with agonizing burns over their bodies, and those whose faces have been burned beyond recognition. Lord, I pray for people with emphysema, whose eyes fill with terror as they struggle for every breath merely to live. I pray for those who are tormented beyond words by irrational fears, for the elderly who are racked with the pains of aging, whose only escape is death. Lord, I pray for the people who are watching their loved ones fade before their eyes through grief of Alzheimer's disease, for the many thousands who are suffering the agony of AIDS, for those who are in such despair that they are about to commit suicide, and Lord, I pray for those people who are struggling with drugs and alcoholism. I pray for for children who have been abandoned by their parents. I pray for those who are sexually abused, for wives held in quiet despair, beaten and abused by cruel and drunken husbands. Lord, I pray for people whose minds have been destroyed by mental disorders, for those who have lost everything in floods and tornadoes or hurricanes or earthquakes. I pray for the blind, Lord, for who never see the face of the ones they love or the beauty of a sunrise. I pray for those bodies who are horribly deformed by painful arthritis, for the many people whose lives will be taken from them today by murders, for those wasting away on their deathbeds in hospitals. But most of all, Lord, I cry out for the millions who don't know the forgiveness that is in Jesus Christ, for those who in the moment of time will be swept into hell by the cold hand of death and find to their utter horror the unspeakable vengeance of eternal fire. Revelation 20:15.
There's an anointing on that.
Yep. They will be eternally damned to everlasting punishment, O God. I pray for them. Now, for my problem, Lord, oh, strange. I can't seem to remember what it was. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And when you really think about it, it's good to get a refresher course in thankfulness every now and again to really appreciate that which we have. You know, we need to say, as the psalmist said in Psalm 103:1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless your holy name. Now, the Lord never promised us an easy road. In fact, we're not promised, you know, everything's going to be bright and cheerful. In fact, a lot of it is hard and uphill and rocky and not smooth. But the Lord did promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. If you'd like to get a copy of this prayer, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The article is called A Lesson in Thankfulness. A lesson in thankfulness, and that will really get your priorities straight and really cause you to appreciate the things
you
have.
Can I identify the picture? Because I've done this before where you're having a bad day, and then all of a sudden what you do is you look over and you see a little boy with a missing leg, or you see an individual in a wheelchair with no legs, or you see a paraplegic, you see someone that doesn't have the capacities that you have in function, a guy with no arms playing guitar because he's so thankful that he's got 2 feet. He learned to play guitar with his feet. And then we pay attention to the eyes, the vision that God has given us and the hearing that God has given us and our health, our families, we're provided for. We have roofs over the top of our head. I mean, we have so much to be thankful for, but I've been there before. I've done that. I've got the hat and the t-shirt where I'm ungrateful and all of a sudden I take a look at someone and then all of a sudden everything seems to be just A-okay.
Yeah, right in the bright perspective.
And if you look at them people and they got a smile on their face, especially a little boy or a little girl that has a missing limb, or you see one of these little cancer kids, and it could just break me right now, but we're blessed. And if we're blessed, folks, let's fight for what we've got, and let's fight for the little people, yeah? Let's fight for the preservation of this country that God has bestowed upon us. And let's look at what's going on in this situation as opportunity rather than tragedy, and there's nothing that we can do about it. No, it is our opportunity, my friends, to stand up and to prove the Most High God in Jesus Christ, because he is alive forevermore. And I love thinking about the fact that the Lord said to those that were too foolish to understand who he was, he said that you know not the scriptures nor the power of God. He said that he is the God of the living and not the God of the dead, that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when we think about that, and we go over to Malachi 3:16, and he says, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. And the Bible tells us that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. And then I go to the New Testament, and I see, which is part two of the story. And then when I look at that, it's actually congruence part of the story.
The first half and the second half.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then I look at Hebrews 13, and it says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just see, and I look in the mirror, and I say, Lord, there's no excuse, because you are the God of Abraham, you are the God of Isaac, you are the God of Jacob. Just think about that, friends. He was the God of Moses. He was the God of Aaron. He was the God of Caleb. He was the God of Joshua. He was the God of the children of Israel. He was the God of Gideon. He was the God of Samson. He was the God of Deborah. He was the God of Ruth, Esther. He was the God of the small prophets, the great prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. And then we go over to the smaller prophets, and then we go to the 12 stinky fishermen that God showed himself so strong on their behalf that no flesh should glory in his presence. And guess what? He showed himself strong on their behalf, so much so that we're still talking about he who was risen from the dead for our behalf and for his purposes and for his glory, because the Bible says that we are witnesses of the resurrection, and that, my friends, is power, because we've been crucified with Christ, we've been baptized, and we're risen to the glory by the power of the Holy Ghost to the Father in Jesus' name. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We love you by what we do. Great peace. Thanks, Steph. Be right back. Oh, actually, we're not. Talk to you later. See you.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.